Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And I think the city of Houston is on board. I really do. I think the city of Houston is on board with helping us with our financial freedom. And here's why. A report just came out from wealthmanagement.com. It was written by Bendix Anderson. And here's what Bendix says. He said, the Houston apartment fundamentals are breaking records in what they're calling a sudden turnaround. Well, what does that mean? Well, he goes on to say that apartment investment sales volume in the Houston metro area has risen more than anywhere else in the United States so far in 2021. So, what does that mean to you? Well, if you're invested in multifamily in Houston, people want your assets. That's right. People want your assets. So the people that are looking at the Houston markets are saying, I want my money there. As a matter of fact, I'm so strong on having my money there, I'm willing to buy your asset. And I'm willing to buy your asset for whatever it's worth. Whatever the market says your asset is worth, I will buy that because I believe, based on the fundamental information that I'm reviewing, that Houston is the place I need to park my money. See, this is what goes on across the nation in every different commercial real estate market that's out there. People are looking and analyzing different markets, and they're making determinations as to whether their money would be best utilized. And overwhelmingly, according to Bendix, and I think you got it right, to be honest with you, according to Bendix, Houston's that place. So, what does that mean for you if you're not currently invested in the Houston real estate market? Well, it just means you're not going to be the beneficiary of an investment that you made somewhere in the past today. But that doesn't mean you can't make money in real estate, especially in the Houston market. You can invest your money today into real estate in the Houston market and still benefit from what that market will do for you. That's the neat thing about real estate. Yeah, at the end of the day, I think Houston is an outstanding real estate market opportunity. Yeah, I'm going to use the word opportunity because there's a lot of things going on in Houston that are fundamental to the health of the market. Now, you probably remember a show I did, I don't know, a week or two ago, where I was talking about all these different real estate markets and the fact that of the 43 different major metropolitan areas, five of those 43 had recovered from the job losses incurred when the pandemic hit us back in 2020. Five cities have not only gotten back all the jobs that they lost, they're actually doing better, with Salt Lake City being the top performer of all places. Now, Houston was on that list. I didn't talk about the, I don't know, was it 33 different municipalities that were in between the five that have completely recovered and the five that, well, they got a long way to go. Houston was in there. So Houston is one of those major metropolitan areas that is doing well when it comes to jobs. And jobs are very important. If Houston was losing jobs, that would have an impact on the economy. But Houston's not losing jobs. Okay, let's be fair. Houston did lose jobs. But it's not because the market in Houston was suffering. It's not like we're in Detroit and major auto plant manufacturers are moving elsewhere and taking the jobs with them. So now all of a sudden you have people that live in the area that have no place to work. That is an unhealthy market, but that's not what was going on in Houston. Houston lost jobs because of the pandemic, but Houston has recovered. Now, they're not 100% back to where they were, but they're pretty darn close. And if you look at a lot of the other economic indicators that are out there, Houston's doing great. Houston is doing great. I mean, think about it. If you look at an affordability scale, in other words, if you're somebody who is an American citizen and you make a certain amount of money every year, and you make that money, whether you're making that money, say, in California or New York or Texas, and the job pays the same no matter where you're at, which of those three places offers you the best affordability? Well, it's not New York, and it's definitely not California. It's Texas. As a matter of fact, Houston is one of those cities that your money's going to go farther in. And as a result of that, it attracts people. There have been people leaving the left coast and the right coast to come to the center of the country, specifically because, well, they had the ability to do it. I mean, if it's, say, March of 2020 and the job that you've been in for so long is no longer there, what do you do? Do you maybe consider moving to a different part of the country and restarting? Or do you stay right where you're at? Well, the prudent person looks at, well, what are my prospects here? What is the potential for me to get back into the job market making as much money, if not more money, where I'm at? And some people just say, you know what? I'm getting out. I'm going someplace where my money goes farther. And believe it or not, Houston's one of those places. We come back from the break. I've got more stats that I want to share. Stick around.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Walmsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the five ways to make money with real estate, cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single-family and multifamily case studies. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. All right, let's start with rents. I told you I was going to hit you with stats, so let's just start right off with hitting you with stats. Rents. Rents in the Houston market have risen more than 11% this year. You heard me correctly. Rents across the board for multifamily apartment communities have risen more than 11% this year. Now, some of that has to do with the economy. Some of that has to do with inflationary pressures. Some of that has to do with the fact that we were in a pandemic and, you know, nobody was interested in raising anybody's rent, to be honest with you. I didn't raise anybody's rent. I was just satisfied that my residents were able to keep going and were able to do the right thing. But an 11% increase in rents, that's pretty significant. That's actually very significant. As a matter of fact, an 11% increase in your rents across the board can double your investment. What does that mean? Let's just say for giggles and grins, you went and found a small little apartment community. It didn't matter how many units there. I'll throw a number out. Call it 25. And you bought that apartment community for $1 million. Now, you had to put about, let's say, $200,000 down. There was $50,000 in closing costs. But that particular property is producing income streams. And when you take a look at the income that that particular property is producing, let's say it's $300,000 per year in income streams. And let's say you've got expenses on that property too. And let's say those expenses are, I don't know, $200,000. This is just an example. Your net operating income on that property is $100,000. And let's say if you were trading at 10% capitalization rates. Now, I will tell you that the real estate markets are trading at much lower capitalization rates. I'm seeing stuff is as low as in the threes, believe it or not. So 10 is kind of a big number. But what you'll find is that the lower the cap rate goes, the higher the value of the property. So let's just say for giggles and grins, you've got $100,000 of net operating income and you're making a 10% cap rate. That means that property is worth $1 million. And let's say you do some things to this property to increase the income streams while controlling your expenses. And in doing so, let's say you just get a 10% increase. Well, what that allows you to do is now your net operating income is $330,000, not $300,000. You controlled your expenses. So now you're making more money on that property. And that $130,000 worth of net operating income, remember 330 minus 200 is $130,000. And if the cap rate stays at 10%, now the property is worth $1.3 million. So what you could do at that point is you could go to a conventional lender and you could say, hey, I've done everything I need to do. Here's my financial support, the increase of price. Property's worth $1.3 million. I want to refinance it. And in doing so, I'm going to keep $250,000 of equity in the property. And I'm going to pull $250,000 out of the property. Now, that $250,000 that comes out of the property, I mean, is it profit? Is it not profit? I'm going to say it's a return of capital. It's a return of capital to me. So in other words, now I've got this 25-unit apartment community, and I don't have a dollar invested in it because that $250,000 that I took out of that property when I refinanced it, well, it's doing great things for me because it's now back in my pocket. Now, I still own that apartment community. It's still producing cash flow for me, although the cash flow is slightly affected because I've got a bigger debt on the property. But do you see what happened right there? By increasing my net operating income by 10%, I put myself in a position where I was able to refinance the property and pull my initial capital that I put into the property out of the property. Now I own an asset producing cash flow. I've got $250,000 in my pocket. Oh, you know what I should do? I should go find another one. This is how we make money in real estate. And the example that I just gave you is based on the fact that I went out and did things to improve my property so that I could command better rents. But when rents naturally appreciate 10%, I didn't do anything to increase the rental income on my properties? Think about it. If I can get a 10%, well, in this case, an 11% increase by not really doing much of anything, imagine what happens to my net worth. Imagine what happens to my ability to own and operate real estate. Because when rents go up 11%, I'm getting that doubling effect of my money. Yeah, do you see how I doubled my money? Yeah, because I still have $250,000 in that first deal, but it's in equity. But now I've got $250,000 in my hand that didn't exist before, which technically was the $250,000. So which is which? It doesn't matter, does it? Because you took a $250,000 investment, capital investment, and you doubled it in the form of equity and cash back. It's a really good thing. So when real estate rents are going up on their own, I'm not doing anything to drive rents up. Real estate rents are going up by 11%. That tells me that my assets are very, very healthy. It also tells me that maybe I should be acquiring more assets. See, the people that got into the Houston real estate market, say 2 or 3 years ago before the pandemic hit, made a very good decision. But I will tell you, back in the day, there were people about 3 years ago that were thinking, I don't know if Houston's the place to be. I don't know if we get a really good return on our investment in Houston. Maybe we should go someplace else. And some people did. But some people said, no, you know what? I think Houston is poised. I think Houston is in a position to do some great things. So these people invested in Houston. And then the pandemic hit, right? Well, the pandemic hit every market equally. It did. It hit every market equally. There was no market that was not equally punished. And Houston was one of them. But Houston, as scrappy as it is, has emerged as like the top place to invest. I mean, people are spending money. You're probably wondering how much money. Well, when we come back from the break, I'm going to talk about that $7.4 billion that people are dropping into Houston. Stick around.
You can't be financially free if you're psychologically imprisoned by disabling belief systems.
Are you ready to break free from your disabling belief systems about money, real estate, retirement, and financial freedom? Then join us for Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Learn the belief system that thousands of people like you have used to break free from corporate America and create the lives they have always wanted. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedFreeWorkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show, Real Capital Analytics. They're the ones I got that stat from before we went to the break, and I said $7.4 billion being injected into Houston to buy commercial real estate, not just any commercial real estate, multifamily apartment communities. $7.4 billion. Yeah, that's huge. That's a lot of money. I don't have $7.4 billion. Do you? But those that had the money, I'll tell you what, in the first three quarters of this year, they've been buying up Houston apartment communities. Because the people buying these communities, some of them are Lifestyles Unlimited members, some of them are not. They recognize that Houston is a great place to invest your money. As a matter of fact, that $7.4 billion that came in the first three quarters, that doesn't include money that's being spent in the fourth quarter. And it actually represents three times The amount of investment made in the Houston markets in 2020. Yeah, you heard me correctly. So there were people that may have been considering investing in Houston. The pandemic hit. Maybe they got spooked. You know, who knows? Who knows? Who knows what people do? I'll be honest with you. There were people out there that were just kind of foaming at the mouth, waiting for this big feeding frenzy of properties to just start hitting the market based on massive foreclosures. But we never really experienced that, did we? Now, I'm sure there are foreclosures going on out there, but not to the extent that we thought could have happened. But people during the pandemic decided that maybe Houston was not a good place to invest. Now, I will tell you this, I'm invested in Houston. I was invested in Houston prior to the pandemic. I was invested in Houston during the pandemic, and I was invested in Houston as Houston was pulling out of the pandemic, and the apartment community that I invested in, we sold in the pandemic, and we made money. We made very good money during the pandemic. And the reason we sold that asset, it was just time. Based on all the analytics that we laid out, all the projections that this deal was supposed to do, it hit all the gates. We were supposed to sell at a five-year mark. The investors came together for our four-year annual meeting, and we all agreed, hey, man, we've hit all of our targets. Do you want to hold for another year? And everybody's like, nah, let's take the money. Let's take the money, and let's reinvest it into something else. Yeah. People in 2020 were considering Houston as a place to invest in. And for whatever reason, they got spooked. Yeah, they got spooked. Now, I will tell you, real estate did transact in 2020, but not to the extent that is being transacted right now. So what does that tell you? It tells you that there are enough people bullish on the market to get into the market. As a matter of fact, when this amount of money flows into any metropolitan area, it tells me the cat has gotten out of the bag. Yeah, it tells me the cat has gotten out of the bag, that a lot of other people have finally figured out what we have figured out at Lifestyles Unlimited, which is Houston is an incredible market to invest in. And not just in multifamily real estate. We have a lot of members making a lot of money in the single family space. It just depends on what you want to do and what your investment goals are. So, $7.4 billion of investment in a 9-month period, which is three times as much as the money that was put into that marketplace during the previous year over a 12-month period. Pretty cool stuff, huh? So, you're probably thinking, well, maybe I shouldn't invest in Houston, because obviously if everybody knows about it, if everybody knows that Houston is such a great place to invest, then it's probably like peaked, right? It's probably peaked, huh? And I will tell you this, I don't think so. No, I don't think so at all. Because here's one of these other things that I've been kind of watching from the sidelines. Let me just throw you some of my observations and let's see what you think. You have a person that maybe was living in California for a good portion of their lives, paying whatever it costs to live in California. And all of a sudden, during the pandemic, they lose their job. Now, maybe this person does, I don't know, engineering or IT or, I don't know, let's just call it a job that you could probably do at home and be very effective, that you don't necessarily need to go in the office for. So you're doing this job through the pandemic, and you're realizing that you might live in a nice place in California, but it's really expensive to live here. And maybe maybe you do a little research on the side and you start looking at costs of living in other parts of the country. And you start to realize that maybe a town like Houston, which is a big metropolitan area, that needs people with your skill set, maybe you can work for a company there. Or maybe you don't even have to change jobs. Maybe you could just pick up your family and move to Houston. Plant yourself down in Houston and continue to make great money working for your company while reducing your cost of living, let's say, I don't know, maybe 30%. So now all of a sudden your money goes farther. You're actually able to rent a bigger property and pay less money for it. Your cost of fuel is less. Your cost of insurance, well, that's less too. As a matter of fact, the cost of goods and services across the board is actually less money. And what you start to realize is that, wow, I actually maybe have like an extra $1,000 a month available to me. So what do you do with $1,000? Do you live the lifestyle? Some people would. Some people would take that $1,000 and maybe buy a nicer car, or maybe they would take the missus out to dinner a couple times a month, or they would do different things with it. Some people, like Lifestyles Unlimited members, would take that $1,000 and they would set it aside. And every month they would set $1,000 aside. So at the end of the year, they'd have $12,000. Now you're thinking to yourself, well, $12,000, I mean, shouldn't they be putting that in the stock market or something? I mean, after all, they've got to put that money in the stock market so they can work on their retirement, right? And I'm here to tell you this, not really. As a matter of fact, maybe they do this for an entire second year. And now they've been able to do something in their life they've never been able to do before, which is put $24,000 aside. And now with this $24,000, they can actually make an investment in real estate. Maybe they decide to invest in a single family property in the Houston real estate market. And as such, because they've got the money set aside, they can afford the cash out of pocket to acquire the property, to renovate the property, to find a great resident to live in that property, refinance that property out, and now they've got an asset that's paying them $400 a month in Houston, just by moving to Houston. Now think about this. $400 is not enough to retire on. But wait, this is just a start. When we come back from the break, I got more for you.
We sold one of my wife's properties and actually did a 1031 exchange, and we bought three brand new builds in Fort Worth. So right now, collectively, we have three of her inherited properties and then three properties in Fort Worth that we've done through Lifestyles.
And you turn one property into three, tripling your cash flow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well done.
Learn to increase your cash flow. Register for the workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So we're talking about the Houston market, and we're talking about the fact that it's on fire. We are. I mean, I've been all over the map, to be honest with you. I've been talking about the commercial side of residential real estate. I've been talking about the single family side of real estate. But the common theme is this. I believe that the Houston market is an outstanding market to invest in. I believed that 4 years ago when I invested into Houston. And in spite of a pandemic, I made great returns on my real estate. And as a result, I wound up selling that asset to somebody else, took the money, and now I'm using that money to buy even more assets in Houston, of course. So before we went to the break, I was talking about a concept, and I didn't tell you what it was. We call it chunking at Lifestyles Unlimited. So it's really designed for somebody that comes to Lifestyles Unlimited that makes decent money, but they really have not had an opportunity to set any money aside. Or maybe they're not investing in a 401k or an IRA, so they don't even have anything in the form of a retirement plan. So what chunking does, it's a situation where you start making a conscientious effort to put money aside. Now, I'm not saying you take that money and you put it in the stock market and gamble in the stock market. Some people do that. I'm just saying, put it in a savings account. It's okay if it doesn't make any money. After about 2 years, you're going to have $24,000. With $24,000, you can definitely get into the single family market. As a matter of fact, you can get yourself a really nice asset for less than $24,000 cash out of pocket. And that asset has the potential to pay you about $400 per month in cash flow. Yeah, that's kind of the sweet spot in the Houston market. Now, some assets pay a little bit less, some pay a little bit more. It just depends on the actual asset. But if you've got an asset that's producing $4,800 per year and you started with $24,000, you're essentially getting a 20% return on investment just on the cash flow. Now, let's say you hold that property for 2 years and you take that money that you're earning and you set it aside. So now, not only do you have almost $10,000 in cash flow after 2 years of holding that property, you're also continuing to save that $1,000 a month. So now at the end of that 2 year hold, you actually have $30,000. I will tell you, it is possible to get two assets with $30,000 available cash. It is very possible to do that. But let's say you only get one more asset. And let's say this asset is only throwing off $400 a month. So now, instead of you making almost $5,000 a month in cash flow to operate these properties, you're actually making $10,000 a year. So think about it. In a year's period of time, you would have that $10,000 because now you have two assets throwing it off. And you've been saving money, so now you've got another 12. So now you got 22,000. So now you're able to get to your third asset at what? The year three mark? Okay. What I'm laying out for you is a strategy designed to help you get to retirement in the next 5 years. Now, this particular strategy may or may not get you there in 5 years, but I will tell you at that three-year mark, now you're going to have potentially a third asset, and you're going to have a fourth asset at the end of the four-year mark. At the end of the five-year mark, you're probably going to have a fifth asset. Oh, and by the way, that first asset that you bought, now it probably has some nice appreciation that goes along with it. So maybe it's time to liquidate that asset, sell one, and buy two in its place. That gets you to six properties in 5 years. Now, let's say you had six properties producing $400 a month in passive income. That works out to be about $2,400 a month. Annualized, we're looking at almost $29,000. Now, that may or may not be enough money for you to retire on. I will tell you this. I know Lifestyles Unlimited members that don't need a lot in life. They don't need a lot in life. They get to six properties and they retire themselves. $2,400 cash money, $2,400 a month. They can live off of that. Now, you might be thinking, dude, how do you live off of $2,400? Obviously, they don't have the lifestyle that I have. They don't have the spouse. They don't have the kids. They don't have all this and that. You're right. They don't. It's a choice. everybody has a choice. These Lifestyles members determined that getting to six houses and starting from like no money available to retirement in 5 years, that's a huge milestone. And it doesn't mean they have to stop. It doesn't mean they have to stop. They can keep going. They can continue to work and keep pulling money aside. Or maybe they're able to step away. And here's the other thing about that $2,400 that I'm not sure you fully understand. When the investments are laid out correctly, and that's exactly what we teach you to do at Lifestyles Unlimited, is lay out your investments correctly. Those houses are going to depreciate. In other words, you're going to take a paper loss every month on those properties. And you're going to use that paper loss to offset the income streams that you're bringing in. Meaning, you're probably not going to pay any taxes on that $2,400. Therefore, you don't have to factor in, well, I got to take 25% off for taxes. Now I'm living off of less than $2,000. No, factor the $2,400. Because when you're structured correctly, it's valid. It works. Now, let's say you started with a little bit of a nest egg. Maybe you got $100,000 sitting in your 401k. Maybe you decide to liquidate that. And that action right there gets you to a place that maybe you're in four single family houses. And because you're able to carve money out every month, maybe you're able to get to five houses in a year. And maybe you get to six houses in 2 years. And maybe you get to seven or eight houses in 3 years. It doesn't take very long to get to 10 single family houses. And here's the magic about 10 single family houses. It's about $4,000 a month. That's $48,000 a year. Now you're thinking, that's not crazy money, is it, Al? I mean, $4,000 a month, I mean, I guess I could live off of that, but do I have to? All right, well, let me put it in perspective for you. That 401k that you're sitting on, if you get it up to $1 million, if it becomes worth $1 million in future years, and if you're alive to start living off of it, you'll start living off of it. And you know what it's going to pay you? Well, based on the 4% rule that's out there, it's going to pay you $4,000 a month. And here's the difference. I believe that $4,000 a month that you're going to get out of that 401k, that might be taxable. It could be taxable. I don't know what your structures are. I don't really care. I'm just saying, take that into consideration. You may have to pay taxes on that versus $4,000 a month that's coming in from real estate that has the benefit of something called depreciation, offsetting the taxable income on that $4,000. Now you've got the whole $4,000. It's the difference between living off of a net of $3,200 after taxes, if you do the 401k way, versus $4,000 if you do it the real estate way. Here's the other thing we didn't even talk about. We can get you that real estate thing in the next 5 years. We can get you retired in the next 5 years. But if you're 40 years of age right now and you're looking at that 401k and you're going, oh, I can get it to $1 million at the age of 67, that's still a 27-year game plan. Come on, think about it. What makes more sense? Getting it done in 5 years versus getting it done in 27 years. And I will tell you this. It's a more effective method. What we do with real estate is so much more effective than what you're doing with your retirement accounts. And here's the other thing. When you get to that point of retirement, and let's say it takes you 5 years to get to that point of retirement, you don't have to quit your job. No, you don't have to quit your job. Maybe you like what you're doing. Or possibly you want to do something different, so you take a different job that maybe doesn't pay as well, but you don't need as much money from the job, and you get a better level of satisfaction. Because here's the one thing that you get from Lifestyles Unlimited doing it our way. you regain control of your life. And I'm talking all control of your life. To get started, go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshops.com. Get signed up and let's get you going.
For listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.